This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the items discussed but unsuccessful this year that could return next year.
Madam President, I move that Senate Bill 623 be called for an informal calendar and taken up for perfection.
It is not uncommon for certain bills to come back for any number of years by one or more lawmakers. This year's regular legislative session marked the second straight attempt at funding transportation in Missouri, this time through Senate Bill 623, which was sponsored by Senator Doug Leibla of Poplar Bluff.
There have been many conversations all over the state in this capital, lots of can-kicking and rhetoric over the last year about how to address the serious shortfall in our highway and bridge funding needs. It is this simple. Since 1924, motor fuel user tax is the way we have invested in our highways, period.
During debate on March 30th, he said raising the gas tax is only an increase for those who drive.
Those who use it help pay for it. Drive more, you pay more. Drive less, you pay less. If you don't drive, you don't pay anything. Also, one of the most fair things that I think is that transient motorists traveling through Missouri pay for approximately 50% of highway funding needs each and every year here in the state of Missouri.
Senator Leibla says he's considering bringing back this proposal next year.
To ensure that discrimination was not enshrined into our state constitution.
A record amount of time was spent this year on Senate Joint Resolution 39. What supporters call a religious freedom bill, those opposed say is unneeded in state statute.
But the attention that was drawn to this issue from around the nation helped ensure the fact that the bill did not move through the committee hearing in the House. So it was stopped in the House, and I'm very proud to be part of the team that drew attention to this bill by standing up for 39 hours straight to keep the debate going.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur adds this past session also saw a renewed interest in utilities regulation, which led to formation of the Senate Interim Committee on Utility Regulation and Infrastructure Investment.
Lack of passage of some utility bills from all of our monopoly utilities, gas, electric, and water, that were frankly designed to undermine regulations, undermine the authority of the Public Service Commission to oversee the rates that we have to pay for access to those monopoly utilities.
Pre-filed legislation will receive bill numbers for next year on December 1st. The first regular session of the 99th General Assembly will begin at noon on Wednesday, January 4th. With a new General Assembly coming in, new committees and committee assignments will be made sometime in the near future. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.